You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Well, good afternoon. Okay, excited ako, and really it's a privilege and honor for me to preach the third installment of our series, Truth Be Told. Okay, Truth Be Told. We're talking about the parables that Jesus talked about, particularly in the Gospel of Luke. And at this point in time, we were going to see, and the historia ni Jesus, a parable is simply a story, okay? Para mas madali maintindihan, a parable is simply a story. So yung most famous story probably in the whole Bible that all of us are familiar with, the parable of the prodigal son. Okay, so I would like for you to stand up, tumayo po tayo, as we read this parable, the parable of the lost son. Now, medyo mahaba yung parable, but you know, I've cut a few things. But in essence, I want you to be able to see or hear and understand itong parable na to. So let me read, beginning with verse 11. It says, "And he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger one of them said to his father, okay, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And so he divided his property, okay, between them, doon sa dalawang anak niya. Now, not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had, took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered," okay, say that word, squandered, okay, nawala, "his property in reckless living, and when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need." Now, let's jump to verse 17, "But when he came to himself," okay, sabihin mo sa katabi mo, "he came to himself." Buti na lang, okay? "He said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. So I will arise, go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. I treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but while he was still a long way off," okay, "his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him." Okay, now verse 22, "But the father said to his servants, quickly, bring the best robe and put it on him, put a ring and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate." Now, verse 25, "Now his older son was in the field, and he came and drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing." Okay, so masayaw now. So may music and dancing, so biblical pala, music and dancing, all right? Now, verse 28, "But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out," lumabas yung datay niya, "and entreated him. But he answered his father, look, this many years I have served you. I have never disobeyed you. Your command, yet you never gave me a goat that I might celebrate with my friends. Now the father said to him, son, you are always with me. All that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this brother of yours was dead and is alive. He was lost and is now found." Lord, bless the preaching of your word. Let us understand this story, this parable, oh God, that Jesus said, Lord, because we can learn so much, Father, about who we are and about who you are. I pray for your anointing and wisdom and grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you can go ahead and take your seats. Now, again, this parable of the lost son, a prodigal son. You know, any of you lost something valuable just this week? You know, our family lost something very valuable. My wife and my mother-in-law are going out of the country, okay? And unfortunately, ang nangyari, yung passport ng mother-in-law ko, nawala.
Oh, no.
Last Wednesday, they left this Sunday, supposedly. Okay, and so never found it. And so, mag-isang umalis yung asawa ko. Hindi niya kasama yung mother-in-law ko. So, you know, I mean, you know, all of us probably have lost something valuable. Maybe you've lost a check or a money or watch, di ba? Or maybe nawalan kayo ng trabaho, or whatever, you lost something important. Maybe if you are a parent, okay, hopefully hindi nyo nawala yung anak nyo sa mall or something like that, right? Okay, my daughter lost during the Christmas break. I think I shared this in the leadership 113. Nawala niya yung cellphone while Christmas shopping. Okay, I mean, all of us have lost something valuable, right? And maybe sometimes, or some of you, have gotten lost yourself, okay? Anyone got lost? Ang bata kayo, di ba, nawala kayo. Kayo yung nawala sa mall. I remember nung grade 5 ako, you know, my family, we had a privilege, dinala kami ng, my father took us to a trip to Japan. And nung sabi ng dad ko, kasi gusto namin pumunta doon sa toy section, sa isang department store. Sabi ko, kasi makita na lang, sila iba pupunta nila. So my brother and I went up, and so sabi ko, I want to go to the CR. So yung elevator doon, hindi ko maintindihan yung number. So akala ko walang number. So wala, may so punta ako sa taas, pagbukas ko restaurant, hindi ito yung toy section. So baba naman, so lahat ng floor. So hindi na kami nakita ng kapatid ko. We were in a foreign country. So bumaba na ako, lumabas ako sa department store. I did not know saan ako pupunta. Sabi ko, punta ako na lang yung hotel namin kung saan kami nakatira. And then buti na lang, narinig ko may pinage kami. Pinage yung pangalan ko. And so I went back inside, and that's why I'm here today, okay? I was lost, but buti na lang I was found, okay? Now again, hopefully that doesn't happen to you, okay? Hindi kayo yung nawawala, but you've lost something. Every one of us has lost something that is valuable and important. And Jesus was using this story because the Pharisees were actually questioning him. If you read verse 1, okay, verse 11 ito, no? There were actually three stories. Actually, there's just one story, but three ways he shared his point, okay? The story of three things, okay? Yung three ways he talked about something that was lost. The first was the sheep, right? The lost sheep. The lost coin, ito yung pangatlong way na sa kinwento niya about something that got lost, the lost son. They were questioning the values of Jesus because this parable is a parable of values. The Pharisees were saying, anong klase ka namang teacher? Anong klase kang rabbi? You are hanging out with the wrong people. Yung mga kinakasama mo, hindi mo ba kilala yan? Sila yung mga scum of the earth. Sila yung mga hindi dapat sinasamahan na mga righteous and self-respecting Jews. Kasi meron silang law, di ba? So law of Moses, hindi ka pwede makisalamuha. You cannot go and befriend, okay? All of those people. So they were questioning him, bakit you are with the wrong crowd? Now again, as I've said, this parable, the parable of the prodigal son, it is most commonly known, di ba? Pero nakalagay sa title, the parable of the lost son rather than the prodigal son. And again, as I've said, itong kwento na to, very famous, pero kasi parang maraming drama dito. Talo pa yung mga favorite telenovela nyo, right? Talo pa yun. And ang daming stressful moments, right? Ang daming stressful moments. But doon sa tatlong characters natin, di ba? There's the father, there's the older brother, or the older son, at saka yung younger son. Sino tingin nyo ang pinaka-stressed out doon sa tatlo na yon? Sino tingin nyo ang pinaka-tensionado doon sa tatlo? Alam nyo yung pinaka-tensionado doon sa character natin? Yung father? Hindi. Ang pinaka-tensionado dito sa story natin, yung fattened calf. Kasi alam niya, patay siya, di ba? Siguro nandito sa Lord, sana hindi siya bumalik, no? Lord, sorry, no? Anyway, so the Pharisees were questioning the values of Jesus Christ. And the reason why this is very important, okay, as we look at this story, is because we will learn the values of the kingdom of God as we see the heart of the King. We will understand what is valuable, truly valuable in the kingdom of God as this story bears out the heart of the King of the kingdom. Okay, makikita natin yung puso ni Lord pagkakwento nitong parable na to. Okay? Because makita natin, this parable told in three ways, di ba? Yung sheep, 1 out of 100. Okay? 1 out of 100 got lost. And then iniwanan yung 99, di ba? Doon naman sa coin, 1 out of 10 got lost. Okay? Pero hinanap niya, iniwanan yung siyam. Ito naman, 1 out of 2. Dalawang anak, pero very important, very valuable. Each one, it doesn't matter if you're 1 in 100 or if you're 1 in 10 or 1 of 2 or kahit isa man, you're very, very valuable. Yun yung point. Okay? And so, makita natin, this parable, actually, makita natin, is can be divided into several acts. Several acts, a couple of acts. The first act, makita natin, is something valuable got lost. Something valuable got lost. Okay? May nawala. Something valuable got lost. And, you know, all three characters, if we look at the story, all three characters, hindi kasama yung fat and calf, okay? The father, son, the father, the older, and the younger son lost something. And that's what we'll look at, okay? So the first character is the younger son. Okay? Sino ba dito yung younger son? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang younger son or younger daughter yan? Okay, batang-bata, di ba? The younger son. Ang nawala ng younger son is he lost his inheritance. Nawala niya yung inheritance niya. Look at verse 13. Not many days later, di ba, pumunta siya sa tatay niya, sabi niya, Daddy, akin na yung mana ko. Now again, kung if you are a good Jew or Hebrew or Israelite or Israeli, ngayon, Israeli ng tawag, hindi na Israelite, okay? When we went to Israel, huwag niyong tatawagan na Israelite yung mga nakatira sa Israel. Israeli ang tawag natin. But anyway, any good Jew, hindi mo gagawin yon. Okay? Hindi ka pupunta sa tatay mo, buhay pa yung tatay mo, at hihingin mo yung inheritance mo. That's very disrespectful and dishonorable. Pero ginawa niya. And you know what? Shocking to the Pharisees na pinayagan yung story na to, na sa kwento ni Jesus, pumayag yung tatay, dinivide niya yung inheritance, and binigay niya to sa younger son. Okay? Now, he gathered everything he had, took a journey, lumabas siya. But look at this, he squandered his property in reckless living. Okay? Yung mana niya, okay, nawala. He lived off the good life, party. Siguro bumili ng kotse. Okay? Siguro bumili ng camel. Panahon ng camel, di ba? Camel. Lahat. Pero ang hindi mo makita, nakalagay sa verse 14, and when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country and he began to be in need. Now think about this. Yung timing ni Lord. Okay? When he had a lot of money, hindi doon pumunta yung famine nung time na yon. Right? Kasi kung nandun sa lahat yung famine, kung dumating, nung marami siyang pera, okay lang sa kanya. Right? Walang problema. Madami akong datong, madami akong pera. Right? No problem. Pero, yung timing ni Lord. Because God is more interested, more than just you being blessed. God wants your heart. God wants your life. Madali ka lang i-bless ni Lord. Alam mo ba yan? Madali kang i-bless na Lord. Kayang-kaya kang i-bless ni Lord. Pero kung yung blessing ni Lord will cause you to be destroyed, ay hindi bibigay ni Lord yun. Yun yung nangyari dito. Nagkaroon siya ng blessing. Diba? The proverb says that an inheritance quickly gained or gained before its time is easily lost. Pag yung blessing dumating before the right timing, it might destroy you rather than help you become closer to God. That's what happened. Kaya nga yung famine, dumating pagkatapos na wala siya ng pera. Okay? Now again, of course, pag tinignan natin yung story natin, baka ito, maybe we can see ourselves in one of these characters. Okay? Except the fattened calf. Again, okay? We can see ourselves in one of these characters. So the younger son, dami niyang pera eh. And so, he began to pursue. He began to, yung value niya, kala niya makukuha niya. Because he has lots of money. And of course, if you have lots of money, you will have lots of honey, right? Maraming lalapit sa'yo, okay? Wow, ang daming pera. Gimmick tayo, okay? Bill mo ko. Party dito, right? And so you will have a lot of friends if you have lots of money, okay? And the world will always put that value on you. You will be valuable to the world if you have great personality and a good character, di ba? Kung maganda yung kotse mo, tsaka malaki yung bank account mo, personality and character, then you'll very be valuable in the world's eyes. But listen, Jesus said, what is highly esteemed before men is detestable in God's eyes. And what is highly esteemed in God's eyes is detestable in man's eyes, in man's sight. Magkabaliktad yung values ng kingdom of God. Right? And that's what he was trying to explain here. Money was not the issue. Yung value that the world places on people. Listen, nakita ng younger son that, yes, kala niya valuable siya kasi marami siyang kaibigan. But you will know your true friends pag wala ka ng pera. If you are at your lowest point, dun mo makita kung sino talaga ang kaibigan mo. And dun mo makita kung who values you most. When you have nothing to offer, when you're at your worst state. Okay? Now, some of you maybe came at your worst state in one form or the other. All of us have gone through certain storms in life. And we will go through that famine, quote unquote, in different ways. The question is not, now when famine, hindi ko sabihin na literal famine, but there will be some things that we will go through that God allows in our lives. Okay? And that's why, nung nangyari yun sa younger son, when he lost everything, he realized that he had nothing valuable. Despite the money that he has spent for his friends on the way he lived. And we learn a valuable, important lesson here. That values are very relative. Values are very relative. You know what that means? It depends kung sinong relative, okay? Valuable ka sa isang relative, sa lolo mo, valuable ka, doon sa isa hindi. Anyway, no, kidding. The world will actually try to paint a picture of your value. Maybe through your accomplishments. Oh, if you reach this certain position, right? Pag naganto kang title, or yun nga, accomplishment, or maybe your degree, okay? Pag marami kang letters, okay? Doon sa pagkatapos sa pangalan mo, marami kang letters. Hopefully, hindi RIP yung isa doon, no? But sa dulo na yun, okay? Parami ng letters, di ba? Parang mas valuable. Grabe naman to. Ang talino siguro nito, right? I mean, your status, your last name, your education, di ba? Lahat yun, the world will tell you, ito is what will make you valuable. But listen, value, at least in the world's eyes, what makes something valuable? First is the usefulness or the utility of something, right? Kung magagamit mo, right? Kung very, very important to. Okay, then, valuable yon. Or, kung magkano yung mabibenta sa market, yung tawag ng market value. Kung magkano yun mabibenta, right? That determines a value. But you know what? Even then, very relative or subjective pa rin yun. Do you know that when the Titanic sank, I mean Titanic, si Rose at saka si Jack, di ba? Di ba si, nung Titanic, nung lumulubog yun, pinauna nila, okay, labas kayo, yung mga matatanda. And there were a lot of multi-millionaires there. And this one elderly couple, okay, nung pinapapunta na sila sa lifeboat, sabi nila, teka lang, may kukunin lang ako sa kwarto. So pagpunta sa kwarto, binuksan yung kwarto, nandun yung mga jewelry niya. Okay? Nandun yung jewelry. Pero hindi niya kinuha jewelry. Alam mo kinuha niya? Kinuha niya fruit basket. Kasi alam nila, matagal silang nandoon sa laot, sa sea, and they need. Hindi mo na makakain yung jewelry mo, di ba? Baka mamatay ka pa. So at that point in time, ano mas valuable? Yung jewelry o yung fruit basket? Values change. And maybe the world will try to define. Pag hindi ka na useful sa world, or maybe sa kaibigan mo, maybe iba sa inyo, feeling nyo, tapos na, nagamit na kayo, kaya binaliwala na kayo. Right? Values will change. And Jesus was telling this story to tell the people, hey, yung mga kaibigan itong younger son, ginamit lang siya, wala na siyang pera, dinump na siya. Right? So the younger son lost something. Ano nawala sa kanya? Yung inheritance niya. Okay? Now, but the good thing is, nung nangyari sa kanya, nung natuyo siya, Pastor Joey would say, natuyo siya. Nagkaroon ng famine, and he came to his senses. And let me tell you, do not waste these types of experiences. When God allows certain things to happen, don't be so discouraged and mag-self-pity ka na lang. Maybe God is teaching us something. The good thing here, if we read it in verse 17, sabi, when he came to his senses. Sabi mo katabi mo, he came to his senses. Kasi ibang tao, kahit na yun, nalulunod na sa problema, they don't come to their senses, they don't go to God. This time, he came to his senses. Natauhan siya. Do not waste those trials. That's what James says, right? God is probably teaching us something. Okay? So he came to his senses. Natauhan siya. And I realized, wait, teka lang. Nandito ko. Kumakain ako ng kanin baboy. And yung mga servants dun sa farm, dun sa estate ng tatay ko, mas masarap yung kinakain. They're more valuable, at least sa ipag-iisip niya. They're more valuable because sila may kinakain, ako walang-wala na. He was comparing his value, okay, to what he owned or what he was eating doon sa kinakain ng mga servants. Again, okay, I'm just revealing some of the thoughts. So sabi niya, okay, babalik na lang ako. I'm just paraphrasing for the sake of time. Balik ako. And mas maganda na yung situation ko na kahit servant, mas masarap yung kinakain ko. Hindi na KB ang kinakain ko. Hindi na cunning baboy. Okay? Ang kinakain ko. And let me tell you, just to give a context, mga Jews to, pigs are unclean to them. Okay? Unclean. There is no way. I mean, last week, one of our Israeli friend, yung reach out namin when we want had attended, pumunta dito sa Pilipinas. And of course, we were very careful kung ano yung papakain. We wanted Filipino food, pero most Filipino food, pork, di ba? So, sige. So, chicken and other things. May lamb naman. We, you know, kumain kami doon. Pinakain namin naman ng Pinoy food, pero walang pork. Kasi nga, even up to today, hindi pwede. It's unclean. Eh, siguro, nung narinig ng mga Pharisees yung kinikwento ni Jesus, what? Itong Jew na to, pinapakain yung pagkain ng baboy. Hindi lang yung baboy, yung pagkain ng baboy. And so, that was how low he came. Okay? And so, the long story, bumalik siya. He went up and went back to his father. Now, again, this story I also name the story as a story of the prodigals, because there's more than one prodigal here. You know what prodigal means? Prodigal, ang definition is to be lavish, okay, or wasteful. Lavish, okay, walang lavish, walang kulang, right? Lavish, wasteful. So the first son was very lavish, was very wasteful. He wasted his inheritance on wild or reckless living. Now, when we look at the second character, we'll look at the older son, yung panganay. Now, the older son lost something as well. You know what he lost? He lost a relationship with his father. He lost a relationship with his father. Look at this verse. Okay, yun ang kinakausap na niya, bandang dulo. Sabi niya, look, ba nagalit siya nung bumalik yung kapatid niya? Nung dilapitan siya ng tatay, sabi, teka lang, bumalik na yung kapatid mo. That's why nagsa-celebrate tayo. And this is his answer to the father. Look, this many years, I have served you. Nanilbihan ako. I never disobeyed your command. Wow, matindi yun. Never disobeyed your command. Kaya ba niyo yun? Okay. Yet, you never gave me a young goat. Kambing yung iniisip niya. Kambing. Okay. Caldereta, right? That I might celebrate with my friends. Now, this son wasted, okay, his wonderful relationship with his father and his status as a son. Why? Because he did not live as a son. He lived as a servant. He lived as a slave. That's why he lost a relationship. All that time, ang pagtrato niya sa tatay niya was not a father, but a master. As master. Look at this, a slave mentality. Diba? I have served you. And again, of course, there's a parallel between our relationship with God. The first son. Tayo rin yun. Before God met, we met God, or God arrested us in our moment of, in our famine. We were reckless in our different ways. Right? We were lost. But this one, maybe some of you are this. Relate. Siguro mas ganito ako. Mas religious. Papakabait ako. Para magkaroon ng favor ni Lord. Not understanding who our Father is. Who God is. Because if God wants servants, mas marami siya mga angels. Kung servant lang kailangan ni Lord, kagano lang, mandami na mga angels dyan. He does not want servants. Although, there's joy in serving, co-laboring with God. Pero the purpose is not for us to be servants. The purpose is for us to enjoy and to have dominion with our Father. Magkaiba yun eh. When you're, di ba pag kung ikaw may-ari ng isang farm, iba yung nagtatrabaho ka lang, iba yung ikaw yung may-ari, and then you're pag-harvest time or nagtatanim ka because you're part of the owner. There's joy in that. Right? Yun ang gusto ni Lord. Kaya, hindi ko sinasabi na masama mag-serve. And I want to thank all of you, especially yung volunteers, okay? You're serving, and God is honored and pleased with that. But never forget, that can never be a replacement to your relationship with God. Yun ang ginawa nitong second son. Ni-replace niya. Okay? Kasi ang isip niya sa kay God or sa Father is a strict taskmaster. Sabi niya, I never disobeyed you. And again, obedience is good. Obedience, I'm not saying to disobey God. But mali yung pinanggagalingan niya. It was never again to replace his relationship with his father. When we obey, it's not to gain a relationship, but it's to affirm the relationship. The reason why we obey is because we have relationship. Rather than, mag-o-obey ako para magkaroon tayo ng relationship. We obey because we love. Diba? Ino-obey natin yung parents because we love them. Hindi baliktad na, okay, when we obey, their parents will love us. And sometimes we mix it around. Maybe again, you can see yourself. Maybe some of you are the younger son. Some of you are this older son. Listen, there's a very important thing one of the things I want to leave with you. Rules without relationship can lead to rebellion or resentment. Rules without relationship can lead to rebellion or resentment. The younger son, okay, the younger son led to rebel. Kasi puro rules lang, di ba? Pero walang relationship, magre-rebelde. Okay, for parents. This is for parents. If you just give rules and rules and rules and you don't have any relationship, might lead to rebellion. Yung iba naman, okay, pang puro rules na walang relationship, mag-o-obey yan, pero they will be resentful. Ah, sige, obey ko. Kailangan kong gawin. But in the end, they'll be resenting you. So, kailangan may relationship. That's why, makita natin sa thinking niya, my small thinking. Sabi niya, you never gave me kahit isang kambing. Kambing lang. And that's why the father had to correct, wait. You mean all these years? Kambing lang ang pinaghihirapan mo? You never know that all I have, nasa iyo yan. Hindi lang kambing, lahat ng mga, yung mga fattened calf, lahat to, sa iyo to. And sometimes that's what we try to work for. A small blessing, Lord, pag nakuha ko na tong promotion, o pag sinagot na ako, o just serve na kita, Lord, or whatever it is, di ba? Parang ang liit ng mga, parang ganun yun eh. Sabi, what? Ilan ba? Ilan makatapat mo? Don't you know that there's so much, everything I have is yours. Everything I have. That's how you know kung ano klaseng thinking siya. It's not really relational. It's about being a servant. May kapalit. You see, we can miss out on the best of what God has to offer when we're just seeking His hand and not His face. When we're seeking His blessing and not a relationship with Him. You see, both sons sought the blessing of God without relationship. Right? They were seeking the blessing of God without relationship. Yung younger son, medyo malaki yung ano, dairy ano siya. Gusto niya, malaki yung ambition niya. O, kunin ko na lahat ng inheritance without the relationship kasi umalis siya. Yung pangalawa naman, mas maliit. Kambing lang, di ba? He was working for that without the relationship. Both were seeking the blessing of God without the relationship. That's why he lost something. Ano yung nawala ng second, anong older son? That relationship. All these years, slaving for something that he already, that belongs to him already. Yeah. Let me tell you, when you are in Christ, you have everything ready. Yeah. Don't work for that. Nasa'yo na yung favor ni Lord. Nasa'yo na yung blessing ni Lord. Don't work for the blessing. You're favored. You're blessed already. Okay? Hopefully, tina-change natin yung mindset. Okay, I have to be quick. So, the third character is the father. The father lost something valuable, and that is his son. Okay? For this, my son was dead, is alive again. He was lost and is now found. Now again, you know that scholars say that there's an earlier version of this same story that the Jewish rabbis knew. Now in this story, the son runs away, ganun rin, and then squanders his wealth, and then comes crawling back to his father. Parehong pareho. But the father rejects him. This is based, actually, just take note of this. You can find this in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18 to 21. That's the law of Moses about a rebellious son. I'll just give you the paraphrase, okay? Basahin nyo lang sa bahay. Basically lang, sinasabi ni Moses do sa law, when a son is rebellious and begins squanders in wild living and unrighteousness, okay, then you as the father or the parent, husband and wife, you take your son and go to the elders of the city and you stone him to death. And so the Jewish rabbis, yun yung may kwento na ganun, na bumalik, just to prove a point. And so when Jesus tells this story, they were shocked. Sa isip na parang alam na namin yung kwento, pero parang lumiko. Why? Because Jesus was revealing something about our Father. This Father is also a prodigal. That's why this parable can also be paraphrased the parable of the three prodigals. Because the prodigal means to be extravagant, lavish and extravagant. And we can see that the love of the Father is so extravagant and lavish. Kahit na gaano na winaldas na lahat ng younger son, he still loved him the same. He still treated him the same. Hindi nawala yung value ng son nung nawala yung value ng pera niya. The value was still the same. He was still a son. Anak pa rin siya. Hindi based. Kahit na wala siyang tinrabaho, kasi umalis siya, wala, hindi siya nagsilbi, di ba? It doesn't matter. He's still a son. It doesn't change the relationship. That's why verse 20, look at how he responded. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Now listen. Itong anak, galing sa kaning baboy. And the father, you know, parang he's one of the wealthiest in that city or in that town. Okay? And so, nakaano siya? Siyempre, nakaayos siya. Naka-robe and all of these things. Can you imagine? He was probably there looking, waiting, watching kung kailan babalik itong anak na niya. He was there saying, Lord, when? He was just waiting for him to come back. He was waiting for that right time. In the midst of the worst that the son has gotten into, he squandered his wealth and probably yung reputation ng tatay, right? Uh-huh. Can you imagine? Well, wala na yung, let me tell you, I have a cousin na ganun. Dalawa sila mag, ano, when my uncle died, pinamana sa kanila, certain amount of money. But he got involved in, he was involved in drugs in the past. And so, he squandered his wealth just like that. So I can relate, medyo nakarelate ako because of the incident. It's, parang ganun lang yun. Pag marami kang pera, marami kang kaibigan. Pag wala na rin. So this is not far from the truth. Many people experience this. And pag ganun ka, yung reputation ng tatay mo, right? Anong klaseng tatay naman yan? Hindi ba niya alam yung ano? Right? Yung family name. But you know what? It did not matter to the father. It did not matter that he will, you know, he ran. Wala siyang pakialam kung ano sasabihin ng tao. Because the most important thing is his relationship with his son. So he ran and kissed him. It doesn't matter how he smells like. When he was at his worst, he came there and took him back. Wow. It reveals the heart of our Father. When we were at our worst, he was the one who reached out. Hindi niya tayo hinintay na, okay, sabi sa'yo eh, ganyan mangyayari sa'yo. O, alaga dito. No, he never. He was the one who ran after us. The son's value did not change at the point of his worst because we are valuable. What's one person? You are valuable. Every single one of you. Somebody can do your job, but nobody can replace you. You are irreplaceable. You are unique. You know what? You are the only one. Listen to me. You are the only one that can fulfill God's plan for your life in His kingdom. You are the only one who can fulfill God's plan for His kingdom regarding you. Ikaw lang. Walang kapalit yun. You are irreplaceable. Irreplaceable. That's why the only way to compensate for the loss of something or someone is to find it. That's why paulit tatlong storya, paulit ni ulit niya. That's why the Father found and went to him, because of his extravagant love. His extravagant love. Actually, kwento natin to eh. Lahat tayo. This is our story. Because of our extreme sinfulness, or maybe on the other hand, tayo yung religious, tayo yung nag-o-open, talagang ayaw natin disobey, pero wala tayong relationship. But you know what? God's extravagant love reached out to both of us. To both the sons. Unconditional love comes from the extreme generosity of the giver. We can never work for it. You can never work for the unconditional love of the Father. It can only be received. You can never work for it. You know why? Because in the eyes of our Heavenly Father, we are priceless. You are priceless. Let me tell you that again. You are priceless. In fact, you are so valuable that only Jesus could afford to pay for it. You are so valuable, only Jesus could afford to pay the price. That's why don't let anyone or anything devalue or set your value. Sometimes you set your value, oh, you know, this isang immoral relationship lang, or isang itong deal lang to pag naano. If you set your value on something, you are actually devaluing yourself. Because you were bought with the most precious thing in the entire universe, the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how valuable you are. Don't let your career or your promotion or your performance or what the world sets determine your value. Only our Father can determine your value, your identity. Amen? And that's why when the son came, sabi ng tatay, you know, may spill na yung anak, di ba? Okay, you know, I'll just be your servant. He ignored that. Hindi niya pinakinggan. Sabi niya, wait, alika dito. Gave him my robe and some sandals, okay? And my ring. You know what those are? Those are the Father's identity. He gave it again to him. Identity. It's not based on what you have or don't have. It's what the Father has given you and set for you. Binalik niya to prove to him, wait, wala yan, yung ginawa mo in the past. To show you and to everyone else. To show the son and to the entire society. Yung nakakita, I'm giving my robe, this is mine, giving to my son, my ring, authority, my sandals, okay? Identity. So people may label you this or that, but your identity comes from our Heavenly Father. Listen, God does not relate to us, and I'm about to close here, on the basis of our history, but on the basis of our destiny. Did not matter, okay, maybe you did all of this, and of course, I'm not saying, okay, lahat tayo, that's being licensed, no. Wherever, whatever you have done, wherever you came from, or whatever it is, what God is asking is for you to come back. And He will always relate to you. He will not say, see, kasi di mo inobey. No. He will relate to you on the basis of your destiny as a son and as a daughter of our Most High. And the Father celebrated this because He found His Son. Listen. No. God's victory is total. Forgiveness of God is unconditional. His compassion is unlimited. His forgiveness is complete. We are blessed because God never gave up on us. And that's why, as an application, two ways. Before I close this. Number one, see yourself the way God sees you. See yourself the way God sees you. Reject all those false identity and embrace your identity in Christ alone. You may have heard people, people may have said this to you about you're stupid, ugly, or good for nothing, whatever. Or maybe some of this is sinasabi mo sa sarili mo, ay, you know, I'm just like this because of maybe frustration or failure. You know, I'm not accepted, I have nothing, I'm not gifted, or whatever it is. I'm a failure. Listen to me. Failure is an event, not a person. It's something that has happened. Hindi tao yun, hindi ikaw yun. You may have failed, but you're not a failure. And God will always treat you and relate to you on the basis of your destiny, not your history. History. Nakikita ni Lord sa kapupunta. That's why you just need to come. It's time to embrace your real identity as a child of God, as a son and daughter of God, as a man of God, as a woman of God. Maybe the world has defaced you. Maybe your experiences have caused you to embrace this false identity. God is saying, no more. Come back. I'm going to give you my robe, my ring, and my sandals. And the second way you need to can apply this story is see others the way God sees this son. Maybe there are people out there that are quote-unquote worse than you. Yung parang galit na galit ka or maraming kagalit. Yung talagang the worst of society. I hope this story reveals we see it ourselves, pero hopefully we can see those that parang ikaw mismo ayaw mo makirelate. I hope you get the heart of God for that person. Because when we were at our worst, when we were enemies of God, Christ died for us. And as a reflection of the love of the Father, we need to change the way we see those people. We need to reach out. Because when anyone comes back, anyone returns, there's celebration. Dito lalabas yung fatted calf. There's celebration for anyone who turns and repents and comes to Him. Celebration. And you know who that fatted calf is? That's Jesus Christ. The Father gave us a special kind of calf called the wheat calf. It's a special calf for special celebration. And Jesus was given, for God so loved the world that He gave. When the world was at its worst, when no one has yet not yet repented, when no one has yet turned back to the Father, He offered His only begotten Son and said, I'm offering my best for all of you. And that's why this afternoon, I want to invite you. I want to invite you. God wants for you to see yourself the way God sees you, and to see others the way God sees them. Let's bow down and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that You would impart to us Your heart of compassion. We know that, Lord, even if there's one person who turns to You, Lord, there's so much rejoicing because they are so valuable. It doesn't matter if there's one out of 100 sheep that lost, one out of 10 coins. Sabi mo, one out of 2 sons got lost. And yet, extremely, extremely valuable. If there's only one person in the earth, Lord, You will still send Your Son, Jesus Christ. That person is so valuable. Give us Your heart. Give us Your compassion. Lord, I pray for that impartation in the name of Jesus. And I want to pray for a group of people before I turn it over to Pastor Ron. If you are here, can we bow our head, close our eyes? If you are here and you've been struggling with that, your identity, even right now when I was preaching, you can still hear the voices of your identity that the enemy has laid. Maybe it's about your past. Maybe it's about your failures. Maybe it's about some words that have been spoken to you. Na wala kang kwenta, or ganito ka, or ganyan ka. And it has always, always restricted your relationship with our Father. Parang hindi ka makamove on. I believe God wants to set you free from that. For you to embrace your real identity in Him, in Jesus Christ. And today is your day of freedom. That's why if you are here today and you just surrender that, say, Lord, I just come before You. Just like your sons who came back to you, Lord. Restore my identity in Christ. If that's you, just lift your hands. Just everyone bowing their head. Just raise your hand. Kung ikaw yun. Now you've been struggling with some things in the past about your identity. Because lagi mo nakikinig, ganito ka, ganyan ka. You cannot seem to move on from that. Just raise your hand, I'll pray that you will be released by God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I speak freedom. Father, I pray, Father, for their identity in Christ to be embedded, Lord. Father, remove and nullify every lie from the enemy, every false identity, Lord, that they have believed. Right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that in Jesus Christ, our real identity as sons and daughters are being restored. Father, whatever has happened in the past, Father, you're not relating to it on that basis of the history. But thank you for our destiny, Lord God. Father, that we will be victorious, that we will rule and reign as your sons and daughters, Lord God. So even right now, let this day be a new day of transformation as we embrace your identity, our identity in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.